Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Coffee Call. We're joined this morning by Chelsea Solomon with Lakeland Event Center and a special guest, Edwin Donahue, from representing today his story. Good morning, Edwin.
Good morning.
How's everybody doing?
Really well.
Good, good. Now, Chelsea, you've got a benefit concert that's going to involve Edwin Donahue.
Yes, so I'm excited to announce that this is actually for my uncle, and he is in complete remission from his cancer that he's had. So he's been going for the past few months. I think he left in September, and he's been at MD Anderson in Texas ever since. And so, graciously, Mr. Edwin and then the Liberty Boys also are going to be coming on March 16th, which is a couple weeks away now, and they're going to be singing, and it's going to be a benefit singing for him. So everything that we make will go to Uncle James and all of those lovely, wonderful bills
right.
that come along with it.
And Edwin, you, like I said, you're with his story. Tell us about your group.
Well, it's a trio. It's Southern Gospel Music Trio. A friend of mine, Keith Harris, that I used to sing with many moons ago when the Sounds of Faith gospel group here locally, we sang together for several years. Keith went on to sing professionally. I wasn't good enough to do that, but anyway, he did, and they did a great job, but with a Southern Sound Quartet. And but anyway, Keith is a pastor now in Mannington, Kentucky, which is close to Hopkinsville, Madisonville area. And his wife, Cindy, is in the group with us. And so Keith, Cindy, and I make up his story. We wrestled with the name, you know, what to call us. And we kind of just said, look, we want this to be about him and his story. And so we just decided to call it His Story. But we like to sing gospel music. That's our passion, and we love to spread the music, or spread the word about Jesus Christ and His ability to save. And we just, you know, and of course, when this opportunity came along, it was kind of an easy decision. We grew up with James and Kenny and Pat and Debbie, and all went to school together for years, and played ball together and all that kind of stuff. And so we're very happy to do whatever we can do to help, because I know James is facing not only a health battle, but a financial battle now, because I think he's been away from work so long that he's lost his insurance. And so there's a lot of, you know, financial concerns and a lot of financial responsibilities, you know, that lay ahead of them. And I think, you know, it's great that the community can do something like this and come together and try to help.
Yeah, and it's Saturday, March 16th. What time does it start?
It'll start at 6. The Liberty Boys will be going first, and then His Story will be next. So if you can't make it just right at 6, you know, some people get off a little later or whatever, that's okay. Doors will be open still. We're not going to just lock you out. So you can still come and enjoy the music whenever you can make it. And we're hoping that Uncle James will feel good enough to come, but you never know with everything going on and stuff, and then sicknesses and things to try to keep him kind of back in a way. But either way, we'll pray and we'll do different things like that too, and it'll just be a really good night. And we'll probably have a few little snacks and drinks and stuff there for people if they want to have a little bit of a concession type deal, but nothing too crazy. Just come out and enjoy the fellowship and enjoy all the people. So yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And Edwin, not only are you with His Story, but you're with Shoparama. Everything going great at Shoparama in Draftonville and Calvert City?
It's going great. If we could just get the sun to shine on a regular basis and warm up a little bit, it would be a lot better. But, yeah, it's going great. And just, you know, appreciate being able to serve the community and to be there for people. And we appreciate all the customers in Marshall County and around the area that support us and keep us going.
Well, now that it's spring almost, are you adjusting your hours any?
Yeah, as a matter of fact, this coming Sunday is time change, right?
Right.
The 10th?
Oh, yuck.
So the 11th on Monday, we will start our extended hours to 7 p.m. We'll close at 7 instead of 6, Monday through Saturday. So.
Right, and as most people know, you're the dad of the Marshall County Marshals head coach, so.
Well, now you're supposed to wait till we win everything before you announce all that.
There you go.
Got it? But, yeah, we're proud of Sawyer and the Marshals. They've had a great year and just really enjoy watching them play and excited about the regional tournament, and we get started on that tonight, so.
Absolutely, and if you can't make it to Murray State, then you can listen right here on 99.1 WCBL, and you can listen online too. Well, thank you for helping and stepping up and helping with the Solomon family too.
Oh, absolutely. And Chelsea, you know, we were just talking a little bit there, and, you know, I'm happy to be part of it. And actually, this may not be the only thing we do, you know. We'll see how this goes and how James comes along, and maybe there'll be something else in the future. But, you know, we're here to help each other. This is a journey that we all take together. Some of us, you know, have faced issues like this. Some of us don't. That's hard to understand sometimes, but we can all help. We can help each other when we can help, right?
Absolutely.
And so that's what we want to do.
All right. Well, thanks for joining us. I know you've got a busy day ahead of you.
Thanks for having me, and we'll see you on Saturday night the 16th, and that's only a week from this Saturday night, so it's going to be here before we know it.
Right. All right. Well, that was Edwin Donahue joining us via phone. We'll take a quick break, and we'll be back to talk about other events going on with Chelsea Solomon at Lakeland Event Center.